What the heck, and welcome back to A Waste of Time, guys. My name is Jordan. I am the host, and I am here to give you one of the best, if not the most exciting audio experience you'll ever have. I love saying audio experience because it sounds like you're way more professional than you actually are. I'm just a guy sitting in a room recording a podcast. But, you know, people say that they're consultants. They're just people that want to charge more money for something they do. So I'm an official audio experience consultant, and we're going to consult on a lot of different topics today. First of all, I just want to apologize for the fifth episode, this episode, being slightly late. I'm currently here in Japan, and I thought, you know what, I could get away with a sneaky day or two. No one's really going to notice. They're just going to listen to it when they listen to it. But to my surprise, I had messages from you guys saying, hey, when's the podcast going to be out? And I'm like, oh, yikes. Because here's the thing. I've done YouTube for like 2 to 3 years now. And if I miss a Monday upload, I upload on Mondays on YouTube. And if I miss a Monday upload, no one even cares. No one even bats an eyelid, and they just move on with their life. So it was actually quite an honor to be sort of missed, because you guys actually want this, which is great, especially after last week's episode, because I'm pretty sure I said at one stage, I can't believe you guys are even listening to this, and I don't know, I feel like I offended someone in that last episode. So the fact that you guys are still sticking around speaks wonders to your patience and tolerance for 26-year-old white males that have a maturity level of a 12-year-old. So thank you. As someone that loves excuses, I have to come up with an excuse, so I will say I am late because I am currently in Japan and I have just been running around like crazy having the best time, so it's actually been quite hard to sit down and have 20 minutes just to smash out a little podcast for you guys. I know, how hard is my life, right? But that's enough blabbering on from me. Let's get right into the podcast and let's start with a crazy, crazy, crazy juicy topic of nude photography. Yes, that's right, guys. Sending nudes online. It's a popular thing to do these days, apparently. And I have been in the crossfire of not one, but two situations where they just came out of nowhere. And I was like, whoa, what do we got here? So as you guys, if you've listened to the other podcasts, you know, I'm a pretty innocent guy. I've actually only ever kissed 3 girls in my whole life, which I'm trying to double this tally this year. You know, I've got to build my confidence up, so we're going to try and get better at that. But right now, as sitting at 26 years old, I've kissed 3 girls, and, you know, nudes are quite, confronting. They can be quite like, whoa, what's this? Like, how do I handle this situation? So one of the stories starts, actually, I'll just tell you one of the stories for now. So the first story was like, she sent a video to me, obviously via Instagram, and it started up high and it ended down low. If that is how I'm going to describe it. Started high, ended low. Obviously, I thought that they had the wrong person, so I just replied, hey, I think you got the wrong person, but don't worry, it's no big deal. And then she replied, oh yes, I'm so sorry, these were meant for my boyfriend, or I guess someone else. But, you know, how do you even confuse, like, sending someone something online? Like, you don't just confuse that situation, right? You just can't. And just when I thought it was done, she sent, like, 3 more. The most sort of, like, intense sort of, like, I don't know. They're just very intense videos. Very just, like, ugh. Like, I don't know. They're just videos that, like, as a guy, I should probably be like, yeah, this is sick. But I was just sort of like, this is not, like, how the internet should be working right now. And she sent 3 more, and she goes, but I know you're not my boyfriend, but you can get way more of these videos if you just send me a photo of your butt crack, like, and your butthole. And I was like, hang on, what? I just can't take this seriously. I feel like I've got to be on some sort of TV show. So I replied laughing, like, you want to see a photo of my freaking bum? And she's like, yeah, is that too much to ask? And then I was like, yes, that is actually, once I realized she was serious, I realized that is too much to ask, and there's a little bit of a block happened there, and that was the end of it. The other one was when some girl sent me frigging just full naked on a bed, and I swear this was bad. This was a super bad one. I swear she was like, she looked young, like, I don't know, let's just pray that she was 18. But I just blocked her straight. I didn't even respond. I just blocked it straight away because I was like, I don't want to get caught up in this crossfire because this is just bad. But I just really don't understand why or how, like, I don't know. Like, I guess other guys really do like want that activity, but not me, guys. Let's just say if you're trying to get away to my heart, sending nudes is just not the way. We've just learned that from the two experiences I've shared over the last 3 years on Instagram. Sending nudes is not the way to the Jord's heart. It just makes me very confused. It's quite confronting. It all feels a little exposed, if that makes sense. And you know what else makes me feel really exposed? When people in hostels just decide to do it on the bunk below you or above you. And this experience, sadly, I've had this experience twice in the exact same hostel. I know, you'd think I would learn after the first time I stayed in that hostel, but I went back for a second time because, you know what? Jord's on a budget and it is cheap. So I went back for a second time and I had the exact same experience. It was crazy. So I was staying at this party hostel and you know what? Party hostels are usually great. I mean, they are great. They are really great because you meet a lot of people, you have some fun time. But this one time I was literally there for like 5 hours. So I just got in at midnight and my flight was actually leaving at like 6 a.m. So I was just getting in, sleeping, getting out. And I thought, whatever, everyone was usually out partying till 4 a.m. anyway, so it's not a big deal. And I was just the only one in the room. But at 2 a.m., everyone sort of came back, you know, drunk and that sort of thing. And I thought, here we go, it's gonna get loud. And drunk people, when they're drunk and they're trying to be quiet, they're actually louder than ever. But when these sort of things happen, I just try and pretend to sleep through it because, one, I don't want to be in the situation where, like, they know I'm awake, and two, I really hope that no one sort of, like, starts a conversation with me at 2 a.m. in the morning because that's just annoying. So I'm on the top bunk bed of an 8-bedroom dorm room, and two people decide that they want to just sort of, like, get in the same bunk below me, and I'm thinking, oh, heck no, this is not happening right now. Anyway, so I actually look up and they have like, I don't know, there's like warm lights on in the room. It's not completely pitch black. I look up and they're both completely naked and I'm like, oh, this is not a good situation. One, because they're gonna obviously know if I'm awake, and two, they're blocking the door currently, so if I wanted to leave, I couldn't leave without even just walking past these naked drunk bodies. So I decide, you know what, I'm just going to have to commit it out, sit it down, and we're just going to see how it goes and if we can just get back to sleep or some such situation. But within 5 minutes, they are doing their thing below me. And because it's a bunk bed, it's sort of like these super sketchy metal things. And they're just like metal bunks that just move and rock. So I am getting rocked by these really sketchy metal bunk beds as they go crazy, like flipping rabbits below me. And my head was actually banging against the wall at some stages because it was just so, like, rickety rockety. Oh, man, not to mention the sound. I don't want to go into the sounds, but it just wasn't a good situation. And I spent 25 minutes rocking back and forth, putting my fingers in my ears, and that one will scar me for life. If I'm trying to look at the positives, there was someone on the opposite adjacent like bunk, on the top bunk next to me, and she had a view of them. So I obviously didn't have that experience, which is great, but I had a view of her face, and we were just sort of like looking at each other like, help, like signing, like help each other, like, how do we stop this? As we were going through this awkward situation together, and I thought, you know what, at least out of this whole situation, I had someone to do it with me and strive through it. But when they finished, and they were just like, I guess they went back to their separate beds, she got up, she actually tickled my feet, this girl that I was looking at across the room, whilst we were sort of like in this awkward situation. So she tickled my feet and she was like, hey, hey. And I never talked to this girl ever. She goes, wow, how crazy was that? And I was like, yeah, like that was so hectic. And she's like, I know, wow, I'm so glad it's over. And I'm like, man, it's 3 a.m. She's come off her bunk bed and she's, I don't know why she tickled my feet. She actually told me that she's always wanted to do that to someone. So that's why she did it, which was one, strange, super strange. But two, she's trying to have a conversation with me at 2, 3:30 a.m. in the morning. And I'm like, just not into it. But I be polite and I respond and I'm like, yeah, that was crazy. Oh, classic. Ha ha ha. And then she goes to me, hey, do you want to like cuddle? And I'm like, hang on, what? She's like, I just broke up with my really long-term, like 6+ year partner. And I just really would love to cuddle someone right now. And I go, no. And she's like, well, it would just be cuddling. Like we wouldn't do anything. I just want to cuddle. I just need the warmth of another body. And I'm like, okay, this is just too strange, especially after the experience that I just had below me. So I tried to politely decline, but she didn't take it that way. And she was like, oh, what? I'm not good enough for you. And I was like, whoa. No, I never said that. I'm just like, got to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning and I've got to go to blah, 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 trying to make up any excuse I can pull out of my freaking brain at this stage of my life. And she's like, yeah, well, okay, I guess I'm not adequate for any boys. And then she just gets back into bed and I'm like, whoa, I don't know. Like, I just got loaded with that. I have no idea where that came from. And that was one of the most random hours I have ever had in a hostel ever. The next topic that I would love to chat about with you guys is obviously to do with social media and Instagram and my love life, because I feel like this is exactly what this podcast has become. And I feel like we should try and move away from this content, but at the same time, I'm using you guys as my therapist and sort of a way to just sort of like chat it out. So I'm just getting it all off my chest over the next like over the first few episodes of the podcast, and then we can move into something more meaningful, like changing people's lives. But until then, I have like 3 years of backpacking trauma to unleash. So that's what we're doing. But I call this next segment, What Jordan Finds Attractive in a Female. Because I'm just going to chat a bit about this. We can sort of like, you can look out for me. I'm going to use you guys as a way for you to sort of get an understanding of what I am looking for, what I like in a girl over the next few months. And then hopefully you can just keep an eye out for me and together we will match someone, the perfect female that's out there for me. Because the way I say it is like, what, let's say like 500 to 1,000 of you guys that are listening right now, you go out there and you have this image over the last, you know, I've molded this person into your like brain. So then you're looking for me, and everyone in Earth, this is a statistic, everyone apparently has 80,000 interactions with humans, different humans, unique different humans. You meet 80,000 humans in your life, which I find pretty interesting, but let's use that to my advantage because duh. So that's like if 1,000 people listen to this podcast, that's 800,000 people that I have just shifted through because you're meeting these people, obviously with the first thought of, is this person right for Jordan? Not really. Or maybe. So it's going to be great. Anyway. Oh, and by the way, if we do manage to like sift down to like some people and you can actually recommend them, I'm totally down to like actually go on. I've never been on like an actual date. So I'm actually so down to like, if I'm in the area or like in the world, in the country, you guys can like actually hook me up with like a person, even just for the lulls of it, even if it doesn't work out. Like I'm assuming it's not going to work out, but even just going on dates with some people that you recommend would just be hilarious. And I think that would just make not only great stories for the podcast and between us, but yeah, you know, it could be happily ever after. But this is the first thing that I would love to get clear. So when I meet a girl for the first time, we're hanging out or we're chatting or something, and then I say, hey, what's your Instagram? The ultimate response here is, I don't really have an Instagram. I don't really go on social media. Oh, whenever I hear that, I am just like, wow, that to me is so attractive, because as someone that's always in the industry, the best thing is to just escape it completely, because my mind's so wrapped up in it that if they don't even care about it, I'm like, Damn, what's up, girl? I'm not actually speaking like that, but you know what I mean. The second best option here is if I meet this attractive girl, I'm like, because you know, attractive girls these days, like, they've all got at least like 5,000 followers. So if I meet an attractive girl somewhere and they have, and I go on and they have a private account, ooh, a private account with only 300 of her friends that follow, ooh. It just doesn't happen these days, guys. It just doesn't happen. But if that is just, wow. That is just so attractive to me. It's probably something to do with the fact that I'm in the industry a lot and I just want to escape it. And I don't know. But, and then just obviously, I don't think that gives me an indication that they're not searching for followers or something, or they're just not searching for the attention, because I feel like every single attractive girl I meet ever these days is always just searching for this like attention online, which ends up riddling them with anxiety and all these other stresses, and just, it makes them super insecure, and it just is a slippery slope to just the worst sort of quality of life, in my opinion. So when they have a private account, that just gets me every single time. Anyway, this is going to be probably a weekly segment where I just give you one little thing that I look for in a girl, or that I'm attracted to in a female. And then from there, you guys can shape the perfect female. And then maybe somewhere in the year, I can actually date some of these people. Or like, because here's the thing, I've never actually been on like a date where I've gone, hey, can I take you on a date? I've never done that to anyone ever. So I need to really get in the game. So hopefully, with your help, with your eyes on the ground for me, we can make it happen. And now on to the first ever guest of the podcast, A Waste of Time. I want to introduce you to guys to my good friend, Lifestyle Jordan. They have defined a generation online on their Instagram account, and they have come in and decided to spend a bit about their time to just, you know, talk about Instagram and sort of just chat a little bit about that. So, how are you going, Lifestyle Jordan? Or can we call you LJ for short? Oh my god, hi Jordan. Oh my, I'm so thankful that I can be on this podcast today. Yeah, you can just call me LJ. Hi guys that are listening. My name's Lifestyle Jordan and I'm an Instagrammer. I'm sort of just known online. You probably already know who I am. But for those who don't, which is probably none of you, but for those of you who actually don't, which again is probably none of you, but for those who actually don't, I mean, again, is probably none
okay,
of you.
Okay, 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 LJ, we understand. Okay, so you're an Instagrammer, and we just wanted to talk a little bit more about sort of what you do on your day-to-day basis and why you've amassed such a nice little following online.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, it all began when I had this vision of like, I can just inspire others. And it's through sort of like my lifestyle, which is like really minimalistic, sort of like yogi, sort of like vegan, acai bowl sort of lifestyle. Because I realized like, that's pretty inspirational for like so many young kids. Oh, please do tell me more about that minimalist lifestyle that you sort of are living these days.
Yeah, totally. So basically in 2013, way before the trend, which was minimalistic and non-consumer, I sort of decided to like just declutter my mind and go non-consumer and consumer, like just like don't like sort of like indulge in any consumer products and like sort of just live with like as little as possible, because I realized like that is what made me way more happy and way more free. And then like that really connected with people online. So that's sort of like my main message these days is just like, you know, like live simply, because we always get so many like cluttered things from like all these different companies online, and it's just so unnecessary. And I just really want to drive that home message home that you don't need things to be happy. Like I've had the Ferraris and it just didn't really do it for me. So now I'm just living so non-consumer and I love it.
Okay, sure, sure. So non-consumer would mean like less products, less buying things, sort of like you don't need the new iPhone. You don't need all of these sort of things that modern society tells us to use, right?
Yeah, that is exactly it, Jordan. That is pretty much like down to a T exactly what I'm trying to promote here.
Great, great. I'm glad we're on the same understanding there, because I've just looked at your Instagram and I've seen that you're promoting over $2,900 worth of Instagram presets for $70. That includes over 56 different creators' presets.
for a cheap price of $70. Not only is that a lot of different items, but a lot of people would say that's sort of like a little bit more consumeristic than you're probably leading on with your lifestyle. Oh, that silly thing? Yeah, so basically I have one rule, which is like, you know, live like a really simple life, but you have to consume all my products. My products are out there to help you. So if you buy my merch and you buy my presets, and really it is such a good deal, but I find that like, declutter your life as much as possible, but make sure you always buy my things. That's basically what I try to promote. Okay, I'm gonna stop that. That's so dumb. Oh man, I don't even know why I did that little dumb little skit. I do want to bring Lifestyle Jordan into the podcast way more, and we will do more Lifestyle Jordan, but I just thought I'd test that out. Basically, this week I've seen a lot of Instagrammers that I actually got offered to be a part of this, but I said no because it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems like a bit of a scam. I should have probably done it because I would earn so much more money from it. But if you've been in the travel community at all this week, you've seen that like 50 creators have got together. And I would say like at least half of them promote this sort of like non-consumer lifestyle. And I love the irony, which is, guys, don't consume everything because it's so bad for you and we can declutter our lives together. Oh, but here's a product of every single person's preset ever, and you can buy it for a really cheap price that's gonna make me a lot of money. I'm doing this because, and then they say, I'm doing this because I think it's so valuable to you. Wow, I just love that move. I absolutely love it. I'm doing this because I think it's valuable to you, even though I'm really into minimalist, non-consumer lifestyle. Man, I just sound like the most jaded dude right now. But actually, I'm kind of jealous because, to be honest, I should have signed up. I should have said yes. They sent me an email. I should have said yes because, dang, they would be making some tasty money with all of those people that are doing that right now. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some, guys. And today I lost. And on that slightly somber, more negative note, I'm going to leave the podcast there. I just realized I didn't even talk about anything to do with Japan. Japan has been wild, but for some reason, there are no trash cans in Japan. I don't understand how Tokyo can be so clean, yet have zero trash, like, garbage bins anywhere. It is actually insane. I'll probably talk about that more on next week's talk proper English, Jordan. I'm going to talk more about Japan on my experience next week, because I'm going to be here in Japan for another 2 weeks, which is exciting. And I actually, if you have gotten this far on the podcast, I am impressed. And I would love to hear from you because obviously I'm doing this podcast just on a whim. Whatever's in my brain, I regurgitate into the microphone. And it may not actually be the most entertaining or the most sort of interesting content for you. So I would love to hear from you because you know what, guys? I obviously do this podcast just for you and not for me at all. But I would love to hear from you guys as I don't know what exactly you want. So if you do want more travel stories or you actually want genuine travel information or something like that, either message me on Instagram or send me an email and I would love to either answer some questions on next week's episode of the podcast or just generally chat more because, you know, we can only waste your time with utter garbage for so long. But we've gotten 5 episodes in and we're going pretty strong. So let's keep this momentum rolling. Remember to have an absolute great week, guys. Tune in to my Instagram for daily stories in Japan and my travels because it's going to be wild and it has been wild so far. And make sure you keep an eye out for girls that have a private Instagram. And I'm not talking the OnlyFans. I'm not talking the OnlyFans type of private. I'm talking just like, they don't really care about Instagram or social media and they're on private and they're freaking attractive because I find it quite hard to find these days. All right. I'm actually going to sign off now. I feel like I'm getting these podcasts longer and longer and I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But if my aim is to waste your time, I think it is a good thing. So we're going to sign off there. I will see you guys in the next one. As always, I really do appreciate the people that do listen. You guys are my favorite, and I will talk to you next week. What the heck? Goodbye.